Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hello! From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and my stomach was in knots tonight. Why? Must-win game. Second of the season for WBU. A lot of headwinds going into this one. TCU had never won in Morgantown, but they won last year, so they broke that streak. They actually could start a new streak winning in Morgantown. It's a must-win game. Kip Kissinger is announced as a referee. Historically, mentally, not that doesn't feel great. It's a weekday game. West Virginia's only won one of those in the calendar year. During the game, CBS Sports Network is giving TCU points when West Virginia scores. It's a 9 p.m. game. The last time West Virginia played a weekday game at 9 p.m., it was against Arizona State, and that was a dud. Lots of headwinds. And how did West Virginia react to all that? They had their best defensive performance since the game at Cincinnati. They scored the most points in a game since the Colorado game on January 12th. I'm recording this on February 26th. That's a lot of days. West Virginia makes the most threes as a team in a game since the Oklahoma State game, which was the first game of 2025 for West Virginia. West Virginia shoots over 50% for the first time since the Iona game, which was not in 2025. That was November 20th, 2024. West Virginia out-rebounded their opponent, which is a rarity. Sincere Harris had a career night scoring, a game high for him for his young career. Javon Small goes for a career high in made threes in a game with six, a season high 10 assists. Joe Yesufu, who's out there cramping around a bunch, and Sincere had a shoulder bump. This team can't get unscathed with injuries, but I'm focusing on the positive here. Yesufu has a career high in rebounds. He played college basketball in 2020. He played college basketball games before the pandemic, and tonight he has his career high in rebounds. He makes four threes. And so if I just tell you all of that, who do you think won the game? Oh, West Virginia won this game. And they won by 18. And Coach DeBreeze was amped in the second half. Ed Andre 3000 secured a loose ball and called timeout. And you know how in timeouts they put the chairs out on the court. DeBreeze runs in front of the chairs, hulking out, grabs Ed Andre 3000 and hugs him, totally psyched. And I think he knew. There was a lot of pressure in this game. He wants to make the NCAA tournament in his first year here at West Virginia. And they have it in sights. He knew how important this game was, didn't shy away from it, knew it wasn't going to be a packed house, pressing to get the students there, and he knew, and the team knew, and they acted like it, which is great. And West Virginia now has 8 Big 12 wins. They're currently in a 3-way tie for 7th place in the Big 12. So still, depending on how the last 3 games go, still has a chance to get a first round bye in the Big 12 tournament. It's out there for them. And by most accounts, I'm talking about the bracket matrix. West Virginia, if they can get one win in their last 3 games, they may have to play in Dayton, but they can secure a ticket to the NCAA tournament, which is awesome. And everything about tonight was awesome outside of the turnovers. Little loosey-goosey with the basketball. Jabon Small was playing at a very high level, and I would argue a higher level than some of his teammates with the passes that he was zipping. Like, the passes were there, but he was throwing them at Mach 5. So he had 10 assists and had a fantastic night, but Jabon and the rest of the team a little sloppy with the basketball. That's my only note for what was a little goofy tonight. Everything else was excellent. They did not get smoked at the free throw line. That kind of evened out. TCU got a flagrant one for a body slam. Just, and West Virginia's defense was amazing tonight. Fantastic. Now, West Virginia has 3 games left. One of those final 3 games got way more interesting. And it makes you kind of remember last year. We haven't talked a ton about last season. Trying to move forward. New coach, new era. The past is the past. Last season was rough. Laundry list of crazy things. Not going to get into all of them. Or any of them. But there was a coaching staff that all moved on. They were not retained. 2 of those guys on the coaching staff, everybody found a landing spot, to my understanding. 2 of those guys stayed in the college arena, and they continued to coach. One of those guys was an assistant last year, and his name is Jordan McCabe, who played for WVU. Young guy, just starting his coaching career, and his first job was last season. That season. And the coaching staff doesn't get retained when Darren DeVries gets hired on. And on April 29th of last year, Jordan McCabe finds an assistant coaching job in Division I basketball. Green Bay, a little bit closer to his stomping ground, the Green Bay Phoenix, and is hired by a head coach named Sundance Wicks. And Sundance Wicks apparently had a good season at Green Bay last season. Up-and-coming coach. So Jordan McCabe, he hadn't had a cup of coffee at Green Bay. A few weeks later, Wyoming's head coach, he's doing fine, but he agrees to an assistant coaching job at Texas Tech. Job opening at Wyoming. Sundance Wicks is their guy. He has a Wyoming connection. He gets the job there. So the guy who hires Jordan McCabe is gone within weeks. And the guy they bring in to replace Sundance Wicks is a much more familiar name because he's on TV and he has a national sports radio show. Green Bay hires Doug Gottlieb. And Doug Gottlieb, in a time of uncertainty for Jordan McCabe, retains Jordan. So that's, if you're keeping track here, that's 3 coaches in not even like a season and weeks. Jordan McCabe has been an assistant coach for 3 different coaches. And the last one, who he's currently an assistant for, he keeps that radio show. Doug Gottlieb is a Division I head basketball coach and also hosts a national sports radio show. He's doing both. He's doing double duty. And so far, Green Bay, it's one season in, almost done. Green Bay's 3-26.
The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You're listening to this podcast. You're a WVU fan. You go to Uncommon Goods, type in West Virginia University. They've got drinking glasses. They got a throw pillow. You can get a cheese board in the shape of West Virginia. All sorts of cool stuff. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/musket. That's uncommongoods.com/musket for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you love losing big money, then boy, do we have the promo code for you. Enter code BIGBEAUTIFULBILL to unlock these awesome offers. You can buy a car for even more money than before, or watch your heat and electric bills skyrocket. It's exclusive for everyone, thanks to Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, which our Congressman Ryan McKenzie supported. So use promo code BIGBEAUTIFULBILL. Sit back and crack open a cold one, but just one, because that's all you can afford. Paid for by NRDC Action Fund.
And I don't know how well, I haven't listened to Doug Gottlieb on the radio, but his show is still going. And the season will keep going, but that's 3-26. Matter of fact, Green Bay did not have games during the week that leading up to the Super Bowl, so Doug Gottlieb, for his radio job, went to New Orleans, while Jordan and the guys held down the fort, the assistant coaches, while Doug Gottlieb hosted his radio show in New Orleans. Didn't miss a game, to my understanding. But Jordan McCabe's coaching career as an assistant, one season working under Josh Eilert in the season from you-know-where, 9-23, one of the worst seasons ever for WVU's basketball program. His second job gets hired. That guy leaves, retained by the next guy who treats a Division I basketball job as a side hustle, and is 3-26 as of this recording. So in two full seasons of college basketball, almost two full seasons, Jordan McCabe has been on the bench for 12 wins and 49 losses. So that's one of the guys who stayed in the college ranks. The other guy is the guy who was the interim head coach, and that's Josh Eilert. And Josh Eilert, salute to him and all the work he did last season. I want to read the Josh Eilert book. I don't know how serious he is about that. Once WVU decides not to retain Coach Eilert after last season, Coach Eilert finds an assistant coaching job in the Big 12. This time, it's with the Utah Utes. And their head coach is Craig Smith. And Craig Smith seemed like a fine coach. Was great at Utah State, where every coach who coaches at Utah State is, apparently. Comes to Utah in his third season. He had 22 wins. But, you know, outside of Houston, who makes it look easy and is going to win the Big 12, they've been in the Big 12 two seasons, and they're going to be the regular season champion two seasons. Everybody else struggles in that first year as a transition. So you would think there'd be a little bit of a grace period for Craig Smith. And they, and Utah, they haven't been world beaters, but they've won seven conference games. Not bad. Wins over their rival BYU and Kansas. Those aren't, Kansas is down, but that's not a slouch win. So they're hanging in there. They're not going to make the NCAA tournament, but a fine transition season. Cut to the news yesterday. Utah's parted ways with Craig Smith. The immediate reaction when you see that is, well, they've got a guy who has interim experience. But it's his first season there. I'm sure there's other coaches that have been with Craig Smith that'll take... No. Guess who's going to be an interim head coach for the second time in two seasons? That's right, one Josh Eiler. And I love it. For the most part. Awesome that Josh Eiler gets a second shot at head coaching Division I basketball, less than a full season removed from one of the craziest seasons ever. He gets another chance, and there's only three games left. There's no way that West Virginia is going to cross paths with Utah late in the season. Oh, yeah. West Virginia's going to Utah this weekend. They're going to play BYU on Saturday. And guess who they play on Tuesday? The Utes. And guess who's going to be the interim coach for Utah, coaching against the school who he was an interim coach last season? That's right. You can't. I mean, if Josh Eiler's going to write a book, this is the... And he could write another book. If the man wants to write books, and go for it, I'll read every Josh Eiler book, and that's a promise. But the first book has got to end with him coaching against West Virginia as the Utah interim head coach. You can't make it up. And I can't predict the future, and you can't predict the future, but... If you had any inkling about how that WVU talk, how do you think it's going to go now? Say it out loud. I can't hear you. I'm going to keep it in my head, and we'll talk about that game after the BYU game. But that's ridiculous. Two guys stayed in college coaching. One was a Jordan McCabe experience. That's crazy. One was a Josh Eiler experience. Also crazy, and stepped up to crazier with a game next Tuesday. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket. The next game for WVU, as mentioned, the last regular season road trip. And West Virginia go farther than Lubbock, farther than Boulder. Outside of Tucson and Phoenix, about as far away from Morgantown as you can go in the Big 12. The first game in Utah is Saturday night, 10 p.m. So get your nap in, ESPN2. West Virginia goes to Provo to play the BYU Cougars. And BYU beat West Virginia in a heartbreaker a few weeks ago in Morgantown. BYU's a tournament team. They're really good. They got the 6'9 point guard. They got shooters. They're really good at home. Their only home losses have been to Texas Tech and Arizona. They've won 8 of their last 10. They smoked Kansas. What happened to Kansas? I think Bill Self is really good at coaching basketball. Houston comes to town and it just goes, like, it just disappears. BYU is a tournament team, and West Virginia, that's tough sledding in the Marriott Center. 10 p.m. game. Just try and keep this one close. Just hang in. Do a little bit better than you did in Lubbock. They're not expected to win. They're going to be probably close to double-digit underdogs. Just hang. Just hang. Please the computers. Don't upset the computers. Don't get shot out of a cannon. Just hang in and prepare for what is now a – every Big 12 road game is hard. But what was a yawn of a game Tuesday against Utah, but not really a yawn because West Virginia's on the bubble and every win helps you get closer to land. So it was going to be an important game no matter what. And now you face Josh Island after that. So keep this one close. Mentally prepare for the Josh Island revenge game. That's the plan. Can they keep it close? We'll find out. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Overcast Podcast, Spotify Podcast, Amazon Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2024-2025 season. They have 17 wins and they have 11 losses.